Hello, radio friends. Welcome to a Back to the Bible radio broadcast, an outreach ministry of the Hoopers Creek Baptist Church. My name is Pastor Philip Youngblood, and we want to thank you for tuning in today, and we pray that the broadcast is a blessing to you as you listen. Good afternoon, radio friends. Thank you for tuning in to the Back to the Bible radio broadcast, and we have got Brother Mike upright. He's getting ready to sing a song, Only a Hill. And I know it's going to be a blessing to you as you listen today. And whatever you're doing, maybe you're riding down the road in the car or you're working on the job, whatever you're doing, just take a moment today and just say, I thank God for Jesus. Amen. The Lord Jesus Christ, He's the best thing that ever happened to me. And I just want to be an encouragement to you today. Worship the Lord wherever you're at today and enjoy the things of God. We appreciate you listening today.
There is an old hill standing outside a city in a faraway land to which I've never been. But there a dear lamb was slain without mercy or pity, and the blood He shed there cleansed my soul from sin. It's only a hill, yet such a great mountain. God's salvation plan was made there for me. The blood of His Son sprang forth as a fountain. That old hymn that's precious to me. I know that old hymn has no mystic power, but it was there on a cross Jesus suffered for me. So when my courage fails in life's darkest hour, I think back to that hill that's called Calvary. It's only a hill, yet such a great mountain. God's salvation plan was made there for me. The blood of His Son sprang forth as a fountain to flow from that old hill that's precious to me. To flow from that old hill that's precious to me.
That's Brother Mike Upright singing Only a Hill. And we've been looking this week at the thought, the dangers of drunkenness. This is going to be part two of the message as we go to a live recording from the Hoopers Creek Baptist Church where we're speaking on that very subject, the dangers of drunkenness.
On the thought, the danger of drunkenness. The danger of drunkenness. My family, we just now got back from a family vacation, and I was amazed to find that while we were there, everything the world was offering us was revolved around alcohol. I mean, every time that I stepped out of our room, every time I was going back in our room, I had to see it everywhere that I go. It was offered to me over and over and over again. The lifestyle was there. It's all around us. And I begin to think about, while I was there, I begin to think about, and God's nestled in my heart about church folk and people being Christians and us men having a line drawn in the sand about this issue of drunkenness. And I believe that when it comes to our modern day, did you know that in the area to which we live, the place where I believe the greatest preachers in the world came from, Asheville, North Carolina, the home of Ralph Sexton Sr., the home of Billy Graham. I'm talking about, man, some of the greatest preachers in the world, Asheville, North Carolina. But did you know today, in the modern day that which we live in, that Asheville, North Carolina has been determined by some and been said to be, they're now calling it Beer City, USA. Did you know that, in fact, Asheville has been named the capital, the beer capital of the Southeast? I found it interesting that when it comes to the rise of alcohol consumption, there are nearly 60 breweries in Asheville, North Carolina. Now, I want you to think about this for just a minute. People don't open breweries if they're empty. Let's have 60 McDonald's in Asheville, North Carolina, and watch what happens to one or two are there. But these places are not empty. These places are full. You say, preacher, now, I don't like it. There is a problem. Listen to me, church. There's a problem in our area when it comes to the bottle. And I believe this morning, I want to preach, Lord, if God will help me, I want to preach on a biblical message on what the Bible says on the subject of drunkenness. I want you to know this morning, I'm not mad at anybody. I'm not throwing at anybody this morning. I'm just preaching the Bible. I mean, that's all I want to do. I hope you understand this morning that I'm not angry with you. I want you to grow in that of wisdom, amen. I want you to grow in that of understanding so that you can apply these things to your life and you can grow from them, amen, and become better. The quality is what we're looking for, amen. Quality. Let me give you this. Look at chapter number 20. Are there Proverbs chapter number 20 in your Bible? I want you to notice what the Word of God says. I hope every young person has got their Bible. If you're a young person under the age of 20 years old and you brought your Bible to church, raise your Bible up. Amen. All right, some of you, if you didn't bring it, amen, get somebody, and I want you to look at the text. Amen. Get somebody and look at the text with me this morning. Are you there in chapter number 20? Wine is a mocker. What did the Bible say? Wine is a mocker. Strong drink is raging. And whosoever is deceived thereby is not what? Wise. Is not wise. I feel like this morning as we look at the danger of drunkenness, I just want to add another word here that might add some clarification. Not just that of drunkenness, but of intoxication. I want to speak to you now that you can be intoxicated in various different ways. That can come through pill form, that can come through snorting, that can come through, man, a needle, that can come through. You can become intoxicated. What are you saying, preacher? I'm saying to a place where you're out of control. You have put something in your temple, in your body, that now has caused you to become out of control. Now you say, preacher, well, I got a handle on it. Then stop. Amen. Stop. You say, preacher, well, I don't know about all these things. I'm just listen to me this morning. Can I just say that there's a remedy? There's a remedy that's not found in a bottle. There's a remedy, friend, this morning that's not found in a pill. There's a remedy, friend, that's not found in any illegal substance. I'm talking about that remedy. His name is Jesus Christ, amen. He'll break the bottle this morning. Can I tell you this morning, Jesus is the best thing that ever happened to me. But can I tell you this morning, if you're in the middle of these situations, that when that thing gets a hold on you, it's very hard to break free. Very hard to break free. Wine is a mocker. Strong drink is raging. Friends, I will tell you this morning, you get close to Jesus and you'll not have a need for those things. The closer I get to the Lord Jesus Christ, the more things seem to leave my life. The more things that seem to just leave me. I mean, there's no desire there no more. There's no attraction there no more. It seems to just go away, thank God. The closer I get to Jesus, the more holy God makes me. Look, now, 1 Peter chapter number 5, verse number 8, the Bible said this, be sober, be vigilant. In other words, be alert, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about, seeking whom he may devour. Now, can I ask you this morning, who's he looking to deceive? Now, our focus this morning is on one specific sin. But who is Satan looking to deceive? He's looking to deceive every single one of you. He's looking to deceive me. If Satan could take me out of the pulpit this morning, he would. If Satan, look here, if Satan could take my family and destroy my family, he would. Why? Because he is a deceiver and he walketh around as a roaring lion seeking whom he may devour. You know what a lion does, don't you? A lion's looking for meat, something he can chew on, something he can eat, something he can devour. That's what Satan does. Let me give you this first thought this morning if you're taking notes. The Bible said, let me give you this first thought right here. The dangers of drunkenness will cause you to be deceived. The dangers of drunkenness will cause you to be deceived. You say, why, preacher, should I not drink? And why should I stay away from drugs? Well, it's pretty obvious. The Bible, number one, is against it. God's against it. You say, but I don't agree with that. The Bible said, wine is a mocker, strong drink is raging. And anybody and whosoever is deceived thereby is not what? Wise. You say, preacher, I want to be wise. I want to be somebody, man, that's got some wisdom. Stay away from the bottle. Friend, I want you to know this. You'll be a wise man to do so. You say, preacher, how does that wisdom translate? Well, can I tell you this way? If you put it in your refrigerator and your kid sees it, he's going to think that's an okay lifestyle. If your neighbor comes by and opens the refrigerator and sees it in your cabinet, or my grandma called it cabinet, y'all call it refrigerator today. If they see it in there, guess what they're going to think? They're going to think, oh, this is okay in this house. Can I tell you, you say, preacher, and you know, I'm going to be honest with you. There was a time, I can remember one time my mom and dad, they got this sparkling cider stuff that you get at Christmas time. You know, it's in the wine bottle. I thought my they done lost their minds. I mean, they preached on this stuff their whole life. I mean, they thumped us and told us, man, don't be drinking, don't be. And all of a sudden, they come in here and they got this bottle. That thought, that look is there. That thought, that look. Remember what I said as I walked around that car looking for that blemish, amen? The thought was placed there. Oh, wait a minute, what is this? Alert. Can I tell you, you're deceived when you get the place where that first drink becomes a second. You're deceived when that, amen, preacher. You're deceived, friend, when you get to the place where it's so numb now, it's no big deal. When now it becomes a social thing, now it becomes an accepted thing. That's where we're at. Now, look, you go in a bunch of churches in this area and drunkenness is okay. But can I tell you, the Bible's against it. And amen, we ought to stand on what the Bible said, not what we think. Amen. The Bible said that we're unwise if we go that way. You'll not be wise. But when it comes to the Bible, says this, if you go by the way of the bottle, you're not going to be wise. You're not wise because of its outcomes. You're not wise because of its sorrows. You're not wise because of its consequences.
Well, I hate to interrupt the message at this point, but our time has come and gone. And so if you will, please tune back in tomorrow as we begin part three of the message. Once again, looking at the dangers of drunkenness. I hope this is a blessing to you. Thank you so much for tuning in today.
Thank you for tuning in to another Back to the Bible radio broadcast. We would like to invite you to come out and be a part of our church. We are located at 71 Hoopers Creek Church Road. That's in Fletcher, North Carolina, 28732. If you'd like to write us, our mailing address is P.O. Box 1856, Fletcher, North Carolina, 28732. Also, check us out on the World Wide Web at hooperscreekbaptist.com or download our church app, where you can get the verse of the day and enjoy some great preaching and singing from our choir. Have a great day. Tune in tomorrow for another Back to the Bible radio broadcast.